got some things on my heart this morning. I know it's the will of God. Over in the book of Luke, 18th chapter. Appreciate everybody minding the Lord this morning. I pray before we leave that we've all minded God today. Chapter of the book of Luke. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man, and there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I thank God for Sunday school. I thank God for the teenage Sunday school. I thank God for the songs. For each thing, Lord, the order that the Lord's laid this out in. And church, I want to say you cry as awoken the Master. This scripture here, the Lord's had some things that's been a-bearing on us all week. And you read about this unjust judge and how that because of this lady's continuously wearying him with coming, how that he decided to listen. But it said there in that, it said, and shall not God avenge his own elect which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I got to thinking this week on what's the Lord going to find when he does come back. I thought a whole lot on that, and we know in the Word of God, he said that he's going away. He sure did, and he said, I will come again. And he's coming unto us, church, and I told you it's my heart. It's been there this week so much. I don't think it's long before he's coming. Do you know that for sure, preacher? No, but I got faith that he said when he went away, he is coming again. I got a faith and I believe, take wood, that when God says something, it's truth. I got a faith and I believe in him calmly. As we learned in our Sunday school and as the other Sunday school classes was, there's some diligence that has to go in to having faith. There's some tribulation that comes along with having faith. There's some patience that has to come along, Jim, with having faith. There's some things that comes with faith that a whole lot of times our flesh, jury, don't like. Hey, we've got to wait on some things. We've got to trust God. I'm going to tell you not to get weary. How many times, preacher, are you going to say that? I'm going to say it until it sinks in. Don't get weary in well-doing for a new season. You'll reap if you faint not.
When he returns, will he find faith?
God's made some promises.
Are we going to stay with it? Are we going to keep praying? If that old unjust judge got tired of hearing it enough to where he was going to listen, how much more do you think God's listening when he cares? He said, casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. The old unjust judge, Gail, he didn't have been more care about the woman than nothing. But I'm going to tell you something about my God. He cares, Isaac. And your cries have awoke in the Master. You just have faith and stay with it. Don't back up. Don't give up. Keep trusting. What's he going to find in your life when he comes back? That you got tired of waiting on him? I know it's been on my heart all week. Moses went up on the mountain with God for a little while. He told the people that he's coming back. He went up there with the Lord and spending time with the Lord. God was giving him thanks for the people. God, with his own finger, was writing down. They said, laws, was writing down some things. And then people down there, the Bible said, as Moses, they felt that he delayed his coming. In other words, they got weary and said he's hindered somewhere. And I don't even think he's a coming back. Jerry, I got to thinking about that bunch over there. You know what they done? Like they went to Aaron and they said, you make us something that we can worship. I'm afraid today there's a whole lot, hey, that don't think the Lord's a coming back. That don't think God's going to keep his promise. Them people lost their faith, didn't they? They went to taking their earrings and taking everything they had that was precious to them. What they had worth then. And they started piling it up and said, you make us a God. After they come with a calf and they went to praising that thing for delivering them out of Egypt. There's a lot today for worshiping God and start just coming to church. This is coming in here and they've made worship their God. Not the worship of God, but the worship is the only thing it means anything to them. They've took our churches today. I'm just going to be plain. Hey, there's a lot going around today. They have their praise services. They have their worship services. They get up. They've got a band in front of the church. They get all hyped up in their emotions. They're jumping up and down, hooping, hollering, having what they're calling a big time of worshiping. And all they've done is pulled their little earrings out. They pulled their little things that meant something to them. And they went and piled them up together. And asked some preacher to make them a God. Amen. Coming together, thinking they're worshiping. And they ain't a bit more worshiping God than nothing else. Church, we've been having revival this week. And there ain't been some big name band come in here to play. There ain't been a bunch of hooping and hollering going on. But there's been some mourning going on in the altars. Hey, there's been some repenting going on in the hearts. Hey, it ain't had you jumping up feeling like a running yet. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what. You stay with your faith. You stay with God. I promise you, He's hearing your cry. He comes back. He better find you faithful. He better find your faith strong. And people over there, they want something Mark they could see and something they could touch. People wants to come in here and get their emotions all stirred up. They want something to make them feel good, Isaac. Something they can look at. Something that can get them all hyped and jazzed up. And people should have been trusting God. And people should have been trusting God. They knew that Moses was going to get them something. He's coming back with it. Or should have known it. I'm going to tell you something. God knows what's going on. You know what? He knows what's going on down here too. He knows this bunch of mess that's just an assembly this morning, and He knows the people that gathered together in faith today. He told Moses, he said, you better get out of there. And on his way, Joshua spoke up and he said, I hear something going on down there. Maybe it's war. What's going on? No. No, it was the sound of singing. It was the sound of music. It was the sound of a bunch of people. The Bible said had rose up to play. And they was in their nakedness down there. And they thought they was having them a big time. I'm going to tell you what today. There's a lot of people that's lost their faith in God. They started trying to work up a church. They started trying to work up emotion. Trying to work up a spirit. But I'm going to tell you what. God ain't within a mile of it. But I'm going to tell you, church, this morning. We better keep our faith in God. He said, I will come again. And He's coming back today. He wants to see faith in His church. Saved by grace. Through faith. Grace. Unmerited favor of God. God come down there and Moses come down there to them people. And he saw what was going on. Oh, his anger was stirred. God's anger was stirred. God was ready to destroy them. God was ready to wipe them out of here. I thought about this church all week. He going on there. Moses told him there in that one place. He said, Lord, if you're going to take them out of here, he said, just blot my name out too. He loved them people, Moses did. And he knew they needed rebuking. He knew that they needed to be chastised. But he didn't want them to die in their sins. Hey, I'm going to tell you something God told him. He said, I will blot out them that sins. Hey, you can't spare yourself and you can't change my mind, Moses. If your name's written in the book, it'll be written forevermore. Hey, but I'm going to tell you who's going to die and who's going to be blotted out. The sinner man. His church this week has come in on behalf of our lost people and tried to intercede and come in with God. And God, please don't take them. I guarantee you there's been prayers going out. Lord, if you're going to take anybody, take me. But I'm going to tell you this much today. You cannot step in place of your lost person. You can't take their place in the judgment of God. You cannot apply the blood on them yourself. But I'm going to tell you this much. If they're a sinner when they stand before God, they'll stand in their sins. Just like these people did, naked.
I
They rose up to play. Moses went down there in the midst of them. He asked the question. I'm here this morning to ask the same question. That 26th verse, 32nd chapter of the book of Exodus, or 25th verse, I'll back up. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked under their shame among their enemies. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Hey, he said, when he comes back, is he going to find faith? I'm here to ask you this morning, who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? Hey, even though by fall there's been some rose up and played in this life, there's been some that's made their own gods, there's been some that's still worshiping the God that they thought was deliverance. Hey, who's still on the Lord's side? Hey, who's still standing with the God of heaven? Who still believes in the blood of Jesus Christ? Where's our faith at this morning? Them Levites, they gathered up and they went unto him, didn't they? I'm going to tell you what. If you're a born again child of God, you're on the Lord's side. And when he says, "Come unto me," you'll come unto him. Hey. Moses went down in there. They melted that old gold calf down and they put it together and they put it in the water and they made them people drink that. Hey, and then they took in them men, they girded up their swords. And he said, "I want you to go into the midst." And he said, "I want you to slay them." And over 3,000 people fell that day. I'm going to tell you what. What you've made a god of will be ground up right before your eyes and you'll have to drink it. They faced a judgment right there that day. They stood before God. And what they made a god out of, he destroyed it right before their eyes. And they had to drink it. I thought about it. Bet you know what it proved unto them? What you think worth so much, when they took that in and consumed it, it became nothing no more than waste. Nothing no more than waste. A pile of dung, a pile of something that they're going to get up later. It meant nothing. What are you putting your trust in? Your faith in God? Is it in yourself? Don't you want Jesus? Moses was ever going to return. He's delayed his coming. He ain't a coming back. We ain't got nothing to worry about. There's a lot today. Thanks the Lord's delayed his coming. Think he's not a coming back. Hey, think we ain't going to have to stand for nothing. We'll worship what we want to worship. We'll act the way we want to act. We'll live the way we want to live. We'll have our own gods and they'll no way stop us from it. Over in John, or Matthew, excuse me, about the 24th verse, 24th chapter, 42nd verse, "Watch therefore, ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is faithful and wise servant,
whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. You think you've got to eat of the things of this world? You think you can't get satisfied? You can't find peace unless you can have the things of this world? I promise you, church, there's meat coming in due season. I promise you this much right here. He's a coming my call in the hour that you think not. Hey, if them people would have known that Moses, Joshua was a coming back from the mountain over there in that day, do you think they'd have been running around down there in their nakedness worshiping some over old calf when they already know who God was? They'd already seen the water parted. They'd already drank of the water that came from the rock. But yet they rose up to play. There's a lot today sitting right here in this house. You've seen God work and seen miracles of God. What makes you think you can rise up to play? And not trust God. He's a coming again. And he better find you faithful. I thought all of a sudden this morning, you know how cruel this would be, cruel if I should pull that child right back from you. And it not knowing no better. And I take and I set it off somewhere. And I condemn it to some bad punishment. In your eyes, that'd be cruel. In God's eyes, that'd be cruel. Because I gave no warning, I gave no reasoning to do something like that. But you want to know, Mark? You talked this morning that he gave every man the measure of faith. He's gave every one of us an opportunity. And there's coming a day on over here in this 25th chapter of Matthew when he comes back that there'll be a separation going on. And he won't take that one that's ignorant. He won't take that one if you're sitting here this morning. He's not going to let you go out of here ignorant on that day. And he's not going to say, I just don't like you. Hey, I just don't want nothing to do to you. He's no respecter, is he? No, he's not. Hey, I promise you this much on that day, Aiden, when there's a separation takes place and the sheep go on the right side and the goats go on the left, everyone that stands out without the blood applied to their life has been warned. You won't stand there ignorant. And you won't stand there with an excuse. You'll stand there speechless. I didn't know he was coming, preacher. Oh, yeah. Yes, you do. I didn't know I might go to hell, preacher. Yes, you do. Don't you lie and deceive yourself. Mark was talking about people this morning that's telling people to quote scriptures, quote this, quote that, and you're saying, do you want to go to hell? No, I don't want to go to hell. Well, then repeat after me. I think not. That's not of God. That's a bunch of deception going on. And I promise you this morning, you will not leave here deceived in your sins, thinking you're all right this morning. How do you know, preacher, you're going to set me straight? Hey, here's how I know. The God of heaven and the Spirit of God will set you straight this morning. You ain't never made your way to an altar called on God. I don't care who mom and daddy is. I don't care who papa and granny is. I don't care who aunt and uncle is. I don't care who this is or who that is. If you ain't got the blood applied to your life, you are lost and don't go away to hell. When Moses come down off of that mountain, and when that old molten image was brought down and spread upon the water and they were made to drink it, they knew what they were drinking.
When you take a sin, you know what you're taking. And people know they weren't supposed to have no other God before Him. They know they shouldn't be worshiping no graven images. They know who parted the Red Sea. I'm going to promise you this morning, if I can ever be clear this morning, I want to do it. You know who God is. I ain't never seen Him, preacher. It's taught on this morning. It sounds like it's taught on in the teenage class too. Faith. I ain't never seen it. I ain't never touched it. That third verse, Mark. By faith we believe that God, by His Word, without anything else that appeared before eyes, and I'm just paraphrasing this, I'm going to quote it word for word, created this very earth. Not by things you can find, not by things you can touch, but by His Word. You want to know how you're going to see God this morning? By faith. You got to believe that He is, a rewarder. Some painstaking effort has to go into this. You're wrestling not with flesh and blood this morning. You're wrestling with powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places this morning. You ain't wrestling with your old flesh and blood this morning. Not with my old flesh and blood. There ain't a battle going on between me and Christ and your soul this morning. There's a battle going on between Satan himself and the powers of darkness this morning that's trying to tell you to keep a hold of your seat and not step out and come and receive what God's got for you. Hey, you can drink of the tank if you want to, but I promise you this, there's a day of coming of judgment that you'll stand before God and you won't stand there with excuses. You'll stand there in your sin. You'll face the judgment. And you'll hear, depart, for I never knew you.
Don't you plead ignorance this morning. You're not ignorant. I'm not ignorant.
When God spoke to me, He showed me I was lost, Mike. I know it was me. When He comes, is He going to find faith in your life? I'll tell you this much, church. Your prayers have been going up for your brother, Mike. Your prayers have been going up, Daniel. Matthew, your prayers have been going up. And I guarantee you this, Dale. God's heard your prayers. It means something to Him. It's why He sent what He has this morning. God's been calling some names around this church. God's been revealing some things around this church in some lives. Preacher, I ain't seen no change. I ain't seen no movement. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? I ain't even seen them come into church yet, preacher. Where's your faith? When He comes, is He going to find you faithful and believe in what you asked for? Is He going to find you believing that what you called on Him about, that you believed in enough to stay with it? Hey, I ain't in this to see my eyes seeing natural results. I'm in this to trust the God of heaven. Hey, that there ain't nothing too hard for Him. Hey, that I can be standing here today and my lost people headed up the road and hit their knees somewhere and ask God to save them. I believe God can touch them anywhere they're at. I believe there's some prayers for this old boy you're looking at that was going up. We wasn't in church when I got saved. I got saved in a little old bedroom in a trailer up in Robinson Cove. Hey, I wasn't down at the house of God, but I can tell you where I was. I was in the presence of the Holy Ghost of God. I'm thankful there's some people who had some faith. family. Well, he said he went to work yesterday. He said he was there to work. There were the people he went to work for. If the bitch won't care if he was working or nothing, he's going to lay in the bed and expect the work to get done.
Hey, son, we're coming down to the house of God. You just so sat here and sleep on the pier.
Couldn't expect anybody else to get more. I'm going to tell you this. Faithfulness will be required individually in your life.
You ain't getting saved off of somebody else's blood.
You ain't going to be accountable for somebody else's works. You face nobody's record but your own. And you better be ready to stand before him. If he's coming in the hour, you think not. When he comes, you better find faith. You better find you still believing in what you've been asking for.
And quit looking and worrying.
Said there that he would hear an answer speedily, preacher. Mark read to us this morning. These youngins read to us this morning about faith. You gotta have patience. You gotta trust God. You got to believe Him. Don't you go putting diamonds on God.
Don't you go trying to rush what He knows.
Sunday school this morning in your possession, but
in your patience possess you for some.
They wait on the Lord. Now, you know what they got tired of doing over there, the Israelites? They got tired of waiting. You know what they done? They give up on the God that could deliver. You know what they done? They found their own little gods. You know what a lot of churches and a lot of places has done today? They got tired of waiting on God to deliver. You know what they've done? They make their own little churches. And they're a blowing out the doors and the windows on them. They're a growing by the multitudes. But I'm going to tell you what. When he comes back, will he find faith there? Because that's what's going to matter. It ain't going to matter that they had 1,000 members, 2,000 members, and $100,000 in the treasury. It's going to matter if they had faith. It ain't going to matter that they had the biggest bed, best band that there was in the whole county. It ain't going to matter that they made the most noise every Sunday, hooping and hollering and jumping and dancing in the aisles. They went over to him and made a bunch of noise in that day. Moses and Joshua heard it before they ever got around the mountain. But they wasn't in a battle. There's a lot today making a lot of noise, Lee. But they ain't in the battle. They ain't up against the enemy, Dale. No, they ain't. You know what they're doing? They're playing. They're playing, Gail. They're playing church. They're playing emotion. They're playing on people's good nature. They're playing on people's pocketbooks. They're playing on a whole lot of things. But they're making a lot of noise. I'm going to tell you how God spoke to Moses over that day. In a still small voice. He wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the thunder. He wasn't in the lightning. There's a whole lot of flashing, a whole lot of noise going on, and there ain't no God here. I've seen in revival this week. I've seen some still small voices.
are getting hurt in some lives. In my life. It's made my faith grow. The faith. It's made me believe God and believe that He is and believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Don't you get discouraged and don't you get mad at God because it's taking a little longer than you thought for your objects. Don't you talk to me that way. Put your eye in. I'm talking to you the way God talked to me when I do it. I told Him this morning in Sunday school, and I'll tell it, and I'll tell it, and I'll tell it, and I'll tell it again. Because it's a witness in my life. I prayed for my grandparents from the time I was 12 years old till I was way up in my 40s before I ever sang the witness. You know how many times I got discouraged and how many times I got angry? God, You promised me. You know how many times this old boy right here rose up and played because I got tired of waiting? I did, and I'm ashamed of it. If I had turned around and drank everything that I was worshiping in that day, and it's still got a bad taste in my mouth. Don't you give up on God. Don't you get weary in well-doing. Due season, normally, if you faint not. 47 years later, I saw my 6-year-old man walk in the back pew to this altar. And we pulled up that chair right there. And he knelt down right there in that chair and bowed his heart unto God and gave his heart to mine. Oh, you're bragging, preacher, because you prayed. No, I doubted and I doubted and I doubted. But God proved me wrong. Early 40s, maybe before I turned 40, I got to watch one man raise, kneel over the arm of a chair up there on Gatewood Road and start crying out, Lord Jesus, forgive me for the ways I've done you. And greatly I got to hear her shout the victory, thank you, Jesus. Hey, I was 12 years old when God promised me that. Hey, and my patience got weary. But I promise you this, through the tribulation, through the diligence, God delivered us. From the time my wife carried those children right there in the womb, we prayed God save them. And God give us a promise. It'll happen. About near 18 years before Dave got saved. 7 years before we said Savannah got saved. But it happened. Don't get weird, Will. Back all these 90s, this man right here can carry a burden. He's requesting prayer for Danielle's papa, 90-something years old. Don't get weary. Don't think he's gone too far. Don't think God can't save him. Just be diligent. Be faithful. Keep trusting in the one you serve. Keep believing that voice is coming. Keep believing God will hear him. Keep a trusting in God. Hey, that little niece. Hey, that boy. Hey, that little niece is going to be through this door one day.
Revival after revival. I keep looking, preacher. It ain't happened yet. Just keep looking.
When he returns, faith. That you kept a weary. That you kept a praying. That you kept a living diligence. That you kept a coming. That through your grasp, the work of the Master. He knows your voice.
Yeah.
He told the woman over there in the Word of God, I heard you both cry. He's heard you cry. Can I do anything? He heard you first. Just keep calling out. Just she keeps showing how much you love her. Keep showing that you care enough to stay faithful. Keep showing God that you believe Him enough not to give up on you. Not to raise up a plate. Not to find you another way. Not to get you another God to worship. Something that brings instant gratification. I know we mentioned a long time. Drug ain't the only sin. Drinking ain't the only sin. Adultery, fornication. All these ain't the only sins. But you know what people that's chasing after them to looking for? Instant gratification. I can snort this and have my problem gone for a little while. Just a little while. I can drink this and have my problem gone for just a little while. I can leave my wife, I can leave my husband and go under this woman and under that man, and I can find a little escape for just a little while. You want to know what comes back on you? Something seven times worse. And the hole is deeper and deeper and harder to get out of. But you know what you keep waiting on, God? You endure hardness as a good soldier. And I promise you, there's victory in this thing. And you'll make it just fine. And at the end, you'll be like Joshua. We preached on him not long ago. He's still fit for battle, wasn't he? As old as he was, he still had the strength and he had the youth, didn't he? Well, he didn't face what I did. He's down there in battle one day. And I was wondering why they was getting defeated. He had to look up on the mountain, didn't he? He had to see Moses with his arm raised. He had to see Aaron and Hur in there helping Moses for a little while. Joshua got weary in the battles. And you know what he needed to see? He needed to see a faithful Moses. He needed to see an Aaron and a Hur that wasn't going to let down in the battle. You know what our people need, church? When they look around, when they get weary in the battle they're fighting, they need to see the church of the living God standing high on the mountain. And they need to see us upholding one another in the Word and the Spirit of God above all things. And you know what it'll do? It'll give them strength to fight another day. Moses' faith got weak too. He needed Aaron and her. You said it this morning, Matthew. We need to assemble ourselves together. We need the church. Jerry told me, I can't even imagine for the past year how he's just felt not getting to come to the house of God. But I've seen it in the eyes the past few Sundays when you've got to be here. How good did it feel to walk through them doors and still see the church going on? I think it needs to see the church still stand high and lifting Him up. If you're going to find faith in your life, has He found faith this week in your life? If you rose up to play and just give up on another coming, things will be long, Matthew. The goats will be on one side, and the sheep will be on the other. And there'll be some that's got cut from the herd that you used to love, that you care about. I never knew the part. I never knew. We better be doing all we can. We better be giving it everything we've got. Not slapping up. Not letting down. They wanted going out. And it's coming today. And the warnings are ceasing. Y'all are with here. That's what God left in my heart.
Hallelujah.